Have you ever gone through a difficult season and wondered if God was trying to get your attention? Join me for Awake My Soul as we look at Jonah's story and discover more about how even the storms in our lives can become invitations to examine our hearts, trust God's direction, and find our anchor in Christ. The thrill had worn off. The early mornings had taken a toll. The excitement of planning was gone. I was in a rut. I was a morning anchor for a local television station with a 2:30 a.m. wake-up time. And quite frankly, it was getting old. Going in every morning between 3:30 and 4 a.m. and then going to bed at 7:30 at night really was not ideal. You know, at first, I really didn't seem to mind. I was young. The hours weren't too bad. At first. At one time, I enjoyed reading and editing the scripts. I liked coming up with story ideas, but I'd started to dread the schedule, the meetings, the assignments, and I knew it was time to move on. I wasn't exactly sure where, but I knew my days in broadcast news were over. You know, people have asked me throughout the years why I left. It wasn't a problem with any person, a boss, or even the business itself. I mean, of course, it had its ups and downs. Every job does. And looking back, I realized that the problem was with my heart. See, I was in a place where I could have done some amazing things for God's glory, but I chose not to. In reality, I was prideful. I wanted it to be my way. I had convinced myself that I had made it that far on my own, that I had beaten the odds. I came out of this tiny spot on the map. I was the first in my family to go to college. I was successful, but truthfully, I mean, my choices were not only affecting me, but in my actions and disobedience, I was taking others down with me. And the change in my heart for this business was a life-changing storm. So last time, I shared with you about the prophet Jonah. God had given him a job to do, and he refused, and he tried to run and hide. So what would God do to get his attention, to remind him of his mission? Well, the Lord sent him a storm. So let's read about it in Jonah chapter 1. We're going to be in verses 12 through 15. And he said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not. For the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done it as pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and they threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Jonah knew why the storm had come. He recognized his disobedience, and he saw it was not only affecting him, but others. So let me ask you, are you going through a storm in your own life? Sometimes God sets us on a correcting path in this way. He is our loving Heavenly Father. He truly does love us. He wants a relationship with us, and He wants us to join Him on His mission. But our selfish pursuits, our pride, and our priorities can get in the way. So today, let's take a moment to examine our lives and ask ourselves some tough questions. Can we honestly say that what we're involved in is pleasing to God or glorifying to Him? Hey, let's talk more about the storms of this life and the anchor that we have in Christ. If you have just a few more minutes to spare, I'd love to send you some questions and thoughts to guide us as we sit just a little longer at the feet of Jesus. You can text the number on your screen, and that way you can get added to my text list. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.